Hey, everybody. This is a Bryant Park Project podcast for May 23rd, 2007, a date that many sports fans have been waiting for. And it has not a thing to do with the Portland Trail Blazers or Greg Oden. Say it with me now. UEFA, the Union of European Football Association, holds its championship match in Athens, Greece today, pitting Liverpool against AC Milan in a soccer match that has fans camped outside the stadium, sportscasters frothing, and, well, Americans yawning. So in today's Make Me Care segment, here to address those player haters who say, so what about soccer, is Drew Johnson from St. Paul, Minnesota. He's a 33-year-old software engineer who posted on the Bryant Park Project blog a very passionate explanation of why he loves soccer. Hey, Drew.
Hello there.
Okay, you have 60 seconds. When it comes to soccer and today's match of AC Milan versus Liverpool, make me care. Go.
Okay, keep in mind that there are over 1,000 teams in Europe, but only two get to play this final. But the march to this Champions League final began in 2005 when perennial underdogs to the stars Liverpool came back from 3-0 at halftime against Italian giants AC Milan to win it all. Now, this year, it's a rematch. It's a slightly older, more mature AC Milan this year, docked points during a game-fixing scandal, but it's still a tremendous team with Girardino and Kaká leading a deadly offense filled with World Cup-level players, and the team's president is Silvio Berlusconi. Now, on the other side, you have Liverpool FC. It's no longer an underdog after being rehabilitated by Rafael Benitez, the best damn manager this side of Curly Lambeau. They had a suffocating defense and a 1-2 punch of Steven Gerrard feeding balls to a crazy tall striker named Peter Crouch. But none of that matters because of two things. One, you'll watch and cheer for Liverpool because they had the world's coolest anthem. After every goal, the fans sing, "You'll Never Walk Alone," with such gusto it gives you chills. And two, the police in Athens have paintball guns to tag rowdy fans for later pickup. At the absolute best of European football, and folks, you can't buy two better hours of entertainment.
Excellent. Well done, Drew. I want to follow up on a couple of things
sure.
that you mentioned, and I will be completely honest. I know nothing about soccer, and Luke, our co-host, who's an ultimate sports fan, said he doesn't even really care about soccer, so I understand that you're a recent convert to soccer. What happened that led to your epiphany about this game?
Actually, it was really the 2006 World Cup that kind of got me going. My wife and I happened to take a trip over to England in 06 during the World Cup, and you can't not be affected by the massive amount of interest over there. I mean, it was just a tremendous time as we were drinking bitter with folks from around Europe watching this game, and afterwards they just really couldn't go back to gridiron football.
It's interesting that you mentioned so much drama involved with soccer, because I think that's a big part of the attraction of sports, the stories,
yeah.
the emotion, the fans cheering. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. You know, here in America, you go to a soccer game, you go to, for instance, the minor league soccer that we have over here, and you basically have a bunch of soccer moms and a bunch of kids who are like, "Ooh, look, soccer! I play that." And then you go on over there, you go on over to Europe, you go to anywhere else in the world, and there are people who literally kill to get tickets.
Tell me about the song "You'll Never Walk Alone" that you mentioned in your 60-second "Make Me Care."
It's the Rodgers and Hammerstein song. It's one of the things about football over in Europe and everywhere else is that they sing anthems throughout the game. I mean, we kind of do the wave, we cheer. There's some Queen music played. The fans over in everywhere else pretty much sing and chant throughout the entire game. And so, "You'll Never Walk Alone" is just another little aspect to it. It's the motto of Liverpool Football Club.
So you're telling me "You'll Never Walk Alone" is the version of "We Will Rock You"? Rock you?
Yes, actually, for Liverpool, that's exactly it.
So just from your experience and as someone who has fallen in love with this game,
sure.
What do you think has to happen in this country for soccer to really break through? For you, it was a personal experience. It was that one-on-one firsthand
right.
experience. Do you think anything else can help?
You know, There's been this discussion of bringing Zinedine Zidane and David Beckham over for the Major League Soccer. I'm not really sure that's going to be the thing. I mean, these are going to be sort of flash in the pan sorts of things. It's not going to really do anything to build up soccer in the long term. I think really the only thing that's going to have to happen is that the kids who have been playing this game since they were 5 or 6 are going to have to start actually realizing that, hey, they actually, want to keep playing this and keep watching it over the years. It's going to take another generation, I think, before American soccer becomes at all close to the passion that, the rest of the world's got.
Drew Johnson from St. Paul, Minnesota, a software engineer and soccer enthusiast. Enjoy the game today, Drew.
Thank you very much.
So, did Drew make you care about soccer? Let us know by posting on our blog. I'm Allison Stewart. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project podcast, courtesy of NPR News.